The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Ahoy!
What does draft sound like?
Not to the bottom of the well, mechanic. As power, he has got.
At the club.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs. We get rid of all the women. We get rid of all the black guys.
Yeah, flag! The trucks! America! Yeah! Learning people! Fat, uneducated! Yeah! America! Yeah! Fat, uneducated! Beer! Yeah! Flags!
Bodies fall out of
person. Bald! Yeah! Screwed! They're being learned people! No!
By the way, Ace Flag, twin brother of Cooper Flag.
Twins?
Yeah.
Twinsies. How old is Ace?
They're the same age. Cooper just reclassified a year early so that he can get to the NBA.
Do you think that secretly, when the kids went to bed, they're like, I should have named the other one Ace?
Yeah, right?
Like, clearly, you have one that, for lack of a better term, is better than the other.
Exactly.
Like, and that one is not your Ace.
It's one thing to have your brother be that much better than you, but your twin brother?
Yeah, and he's the Ace?
I bet he hates it. Yeah, he makes fun. Nice try, Ace. You douche.
Call you Deuce.
Exactly. Deuce Flag.
Well, we've got hot Halloween candy talk coming up here because it's Halloween tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw you and I were both partaking of some Halloween candy today in old salesman Sam's office.
Yeah, I stopped by every once in a while. I get a hankering for a little...
I had a Twix.
Delicious candy.
Twix.
I ate two little mini Snickers.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not even the mini Snickers, they're the bite size.
Yeah, the bite size. Well, there's the fun size, and then there's
he just has the little bites.
That's the mini.
Yeah.
Because you have the mini, the fun size, and then the full size and the king.
Yeah, there's a guy, Sam, in our office who has candy in his office, a bowl of delicious candies.
Yeah, he keeps it stocked. I like it.
And it's really the only reason we go by to see him, but because I don't really know what he does. What does he do?
He is our digital sales manager.
Oh, that's right.
Sells all things website and streams. And
that's right.
You probably should know that, but I'm happy you know his name.
He's a nice guy.
Yes, he is.
I go by there from time to time.
The Tonguer?
Maybe to talk to him, but...
The Tonguer.
His name's Tongue.
Yeah, last name is Tongue.
But...
had a kid recently around the same time as Dirt.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a little dog. He blinks a lot.
He blinks a lot.
I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah, notice that next time.
All right.
Next time you're chowing on his candy.
You got to pay attention.
Next time you run in with the Tonguer.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Halloween candy.
I try to avoid it, but sometimes you can't.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't buy it at the house because we don't have any trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
And so we don't have it because otherwise we just eat it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just... It's Halloween candy, it's like pens and... Like, they're just around.
Yeah,
you don't really need to buy it.
You just got to be aware. Otherwise, you know, it's not good.
Also the one thing where you can just snag some and nobody really cares. Doesn't really matter what.
Yeah. Unlike golf bags.
Yeah.
It is something that you can just. If someone has a bowl of candy on their desk, it is assumed that's more free, you know, for everybody.
Just candy laying around. You just pick off a piece.
Yeah.
I love candy.
Maybe two.
Well, I have a list of. Favorite candies by state. Since we're on the...
I'm always dubious of these because how much do they... Like, wouldn't just 70% of the country just be Reese's? But they're like, oh no, 40 states have a different favorite candy.
Yeah,
it always seems a little...
I don't really know how they get to this.
Yeah.
But we can at least figure out Washington and Oregon here.
Some of it is regional. You know, stuff that's hot in the South. It's probably not going to be the same as up here. You know...
I can see it.
What are those southern candies you speak of?
the chocolate melts a lot down there, so maybe they're more into a hard shell sort of candy.
Hadn't thought of that.
Is it that hot in October there?
Well, it's hotter than it is here.
Is it?
When you're eating candy in other parts of the year. You're not just eating candy in October.
Oh.
What happens
this
when...
This is Halloween candy.
What happens when June rolls around and you want delicious Halloween candy?
Then it's just candy.
Then it's just candy.
So this is... Okay, so this is from candystore.com.
And that's a real place, huh?
They have sought to determine the most popular Halloween candies in the country based on the last 17 years of sales data.
Okay.
And this is all from the months leading up to Halloween.
Take that for data.
They also break down the results by state to give a better understanding of the crowd-pleasing candies that even the most hardened Halloween hooligans would likely love.
Take that for data.
Do you care to guess the most popular Halloween candy in the United States?
The Reese's
according
peanut
to
butter
candystore.com
cup. And if you say the plain Hershey bar, then this whole list is stupid.
The only other one it could be would be the Snickers.
Reese's is number two.
Okay.
Is it Snickers?
Snickers is, not on the top ten.
Okay.
If it is, if it is a plain Hershey bar, then this whole list is dumb and pointless.
Hershey's mini bars?
Yes.
Number nine.
Okay, good. Because that...
That's like everyone's number 90.
Exactly.
Number
they're fine. It's there. It's chocolate. But no one, when asked what their favorite candy is, plain
Hershey's. No one says that.
What about the Twix? I think people like the Twix.
Not on the list. Not on the top 10.
Not on the top 10.
How about a Kit Kat?
Oh, there you go.
Not on the top 10.
A little bit of an upset.
What about Milky Way? M&M.
Ooh, M&M. That's a good guess.
M&M. That is it.
Yeah, number one.
That is the number one most popular Halloween candy.
Yeah.
The M&M.
The M&M.
Followed by Reese's Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah, I've seen a lot. Lately, I feel like the Sour Patch Kid is surging.
I think for a long time, they didn't know how to package them for Halloween. Everything was, like, they didn't work in those little wrappers as they get sticky in there, and now it's part of it.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of Sour Patch Kids.
Skittles, and then Starburst.
Let me tell you, if I'm power ranking my candy, and I'm going just Halloween now, because I'm bite-sized, right? I'm not buying a candy bar. I'm not buying a bag of candy. If you gave me the ultimate candy bag or a candy bowl, I just walk by and every candy's in there, and I can only pick one candy.
Mm-hmm. What are you going with?
I'm probably taking Skittles.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's an upset.
I think I would grab the pack of Skittles.
I'm going Reese's.
I love me a pack of Skittles. And look, the Reese's peanut butter cup is delightful. But I find it's gone in one bite, whereas like with Skittles, I get like 20 or 15 of those little Skittles. I know they last a little longer. I feel there's value there. I get multiple flavors versus the Reese's peanut butter cup where it's just the one. But if you asked me a pack of Reese's peanut butter cups or a pack of Skittles, I'd probably do the peanut butter cup. But in the Halloween size?
Yeah, see, I'm not looking for value. I need instant grad eye.
I'm taking the Skittle. Love me some Skittles.
By the
Skittles.
Way, Skittles, the top candy in Alabama.
Ooh. Roll Tide.
So perhaps you should move.
Mm. Seems like a bold move to move just for Skittles.
That's the only state.
Paul, they ran out of Skittles.
It's the only state with Skittles number one.
Mm.
Oregon, top candy. M&M's. Washington, M&M's. Mm.
That damn M&M. You know my theory on the M&M. I don't get it. It's like the Hershey bar. I don't get it. Now peanut M&M or the other M&M flavors, but the regular M&M, I just don't understand it. Makes no sense to me.
The top Halloween candy in Delaware is Sour Patch Kids. Mm. Georgia, it is the Jolly Rancher.
What?
Yes.
Get the hell out of town.
Followed by Swedish Fish.
I do like a good Swedish fish. The Jolly Rancher? Yep. Is that the weirdest?
That's one of the more odd ones on the list. Bowl? Louisiana is Lemonheads.
That's more odd than the Jolly Rancher.
There is no chance in hell.
That's the number one?
You're telling me that more Lemonheads are sold in Louisiana than a Reese's peanut butter cup?
So says CandyStore.com.
Yeah, candy, this makes no sense.
Oh, my God. Freddie Freeman almost did it again. Took it to the track.
Yeah, Judge caught it against the wall.
Missouri Almond Joy.
What?
That matches.
I love an Almond Joy.
Wow.
I like an Almond Joy, but come on. Number one Halloween
candy?
Not
number one.
I don't get that at all.
The Blow Pop. Guess what state has the Blow Pop as its number one Halloween candy?
I didn't even know that Blow Pop was still a thing.
They're still a thing.
The green being the best one.
Yeah, the green watermelon one is really good.
I'm trying to think of where the Blow Pop would be popular. I don't know, like Hawaii, maybe?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Spit on that thing.
Hawaii's is the Hershey's Mini Bar.
No, it's not.
Lame.
It is.
Again, I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
Let me also say this to the Hershey Mini Bar. There's the bar that I drink at a lot has a bowl of Halloween candy that just sits on the bar.
It's always the last one left, isn't it?
And you look in that thing right now. I was there just the other night. I was there on Monday night. It was getting passed around, and it was getting a little thin. It hadn't been restocked, obviously, in a day or so. And there were two candies in abundance. Now, I sifted through and found, you know, a thing or two. But the two things that were in abundance, the plain Hershey bar, which, again, that's no one's favorite, and the biggest bastard candy out there, worse than the candy corn. It's always the last one. The Tootsie Roll.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were going to say the Good and Plenty.
Tootsie Roll always
last. I don't even see Good and Plenty's, but the Tootsie Roll, why do they even have it?
Yeah.
And I'll mess with the Tootsie Pop. I like a Tootsie Pop. Like the lollipop.
But the Tootsie Roll really is a bastard candy.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It just sits there at the bottom, and occasionally you just out of a, like, you're like, well, whatever.
But it's okay in a pinch.
Yeah, exactly. You're walking by, and you're like, yeah, there's nothing else, but... Trust me, I we all did the same thing because, like, you're passing it around the bar and everyone's doing the same, sifting through all the Hershey's and the Tootsie Rolls to try to find something better. I found a Mr. Good Bar, and let me tell you, it was like mining gold.
Yeah, those are good.
That Mr. Good Bar was delightful.
I think underrated 100 grand. Do you guys
love
like 100 grand?
Love 100 grand. Love the 100 grand. When you see that, instantly makes me happy. Someone's, like, taking their candy seriously.
They're saying due to the rising prices of cocoa, some retailers are expecting to sell more gummy candies or fruity sweets this year than chocolatey ones.
I can get on board with that.
So you may see more gummies and fruity sweets.
Hey, bring me the Skittles.
With your kids.
What do you guys land on Starburst? I kind of prefer Starburst to Skittles.
Yeah, I like the Starburst, but I'll choose the Skittle every time.
Mm, Starburst or Skittles? I'd probably go Starburst.
I think so, too. I like the texture better.
I don't like having to unwrap.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they should have bowls of Starburst that aren't
if you just gave me the Starburst where I opened one package and I had, like, eight Starbursts that I didn't have to individually unwrap, now we're talking.
Am I wrong for thinking the plain M&M just isn't that great?
That's my... Thanks for listening.
I have long defended the plain M&M.
Yeah, you have.
And we're listening to the dude's story.
I love the plain M&M.
Yeah.
I think it's delightful.
Now, if I'm going...
To me, it's like little bits of the plain Hershey bar. I don't know.
My most underrated candy that no one gives credit to, but if I see it, I'm excited, even though I'm not a chocolate guy. I will eat a Milk Dud all day, every day.
Interesting.
Love the Milk Dud.
I think that can be polarizing because a lot of people don't like how chewy, sticky they are.
Love it. Love the Milk Dud.
Yeah, not a fan.
And what I like about the Milk Dud for me is a lot of times in the bowl of Halloween candy, you know what's left? The Milk Duds. And then I swoop in. I'm like Sir Mix-a-Lot. Someone leaves that and I swoop up. Just go in there and grab it.
Yeah, I'm that way about the Whoppers. I like the malt balls. And
ugh.
They're frequently left behind. Of the left behind candy, that's by far the best, I think.
Yeah, they do.
Well, the Milk Dud goes north of the Tootsie Roll. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but the Whopper is south of the Tootsie Roll.
No way, in my opinion. Not even close.
The Whopper is gross.
Don't like the Whopper either. Now, if you actually handed out Whoppers,
only pedophiles like Whoppers.
What if you actually had the Burger King Whopper? Now that would be a great Halloween.
When's the last time you had a Burger King Whopper?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Forever ago. I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a Burger King.
I bet you mine was in the 90s. I'm not even kidding.
Mine was in this decade for sure.
I don't even know. Like, I never encounter a Burger King, but, you know.
Well, they're everywhere.
You know what I like about the Whopper is they spray on like a fake grilled flavor. Like they have like the
totally
the flame grilled taste, but like they have a flat top like everybody else. I'm pretty sure. So I think they just are like, here's what a grill tastes like, and they throw some grill flavor on there for
all
you.
That stuff is the same thing.
It's a good bit though because they for the longest time rivaled McDonald's because they just tasted different.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I
never see them.
Yeah, they're around.
Well, it never occurs to me to go. Well, I try not to eat fast food, but if I do, I don't know, it's not a Burger King.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just like if I'm going to splurge and eat some crappy food, it's not going to be a Burger King. Although I'm not going to lie, I kind of want a Whopper now that we're talking about it. But like, I got the Chick-fil-A there, I got like a Wendy's. You know, there's better options. You have like the Dave's hot chicken now that are popping up. You had one of those, Sons of Guns?
There's one of those in Beaverton. I've only had it one time, but no. It was awesome.
I'll tell you
again,
what.
You know me and chicken sandwiches.
Well, it's not a chicken sandwich. You just get the tendies. No. I'm telling you, you need to try yourself some Dave's hot chicken tendies, because that is delightful. And one of these just opened up by my house, and everyone was raving about it. There was a big line, and one day we were going by, and there was no line, and I popped in. And let me tell you, you want to know what's the most overrated piece of chicken in the chicken game right now? Raising Cane's.
I didn't know we even had those around here.
Everyone wouldn't shut up about it. It's just a...
Isn't it kind of like the South's... Well, not their main chain, but it's really big in the South, right?
It's just a chicken... There's no flavor to it. There's no spices. Like, I thought that it would have, like, its own... Like, if you go to Chick-fil-A, you know what a Chick-fil-A chicken tastes like.
It's like a Popeye's rival in the South, right? At least it's supposed to be.
It's just a plain-ass chicken tender.
Huh.
It was like what you'd buy at a gas station. It's a gas station chicken tendy. And let me tell you something, Raising Cane's, I'm on to you. And it's Bush. I need better than that. If there's a Dave's Nashville chicken anywhere near Raising Cane's, why anyone would go to the Raising Cane's is beyond me.
All right, up next, we're going to track the confidential movements of world leaders. It's actually really easy on the Fan. Before we get to tracking Putin, we do have a Burger King worker in on the text line here. Former. And because Buck was calling out Burger King.
I don't think I was calling him that. I think I was saying I loved the fake flame-grilled flavor.
Yeah, but you called the flame-grilled flavor fake.
Is it not fake?
They sprayed it on
it's
there.
It's real grill grease.
He is saying flame broiler. Worked there in the 90s. Only fast food hamburger I'll eat. Mm. You can't pull it early. You put it in on one side and can't touch it until it comes out on the other side. No 16-year-old kid under pressure to get it out could pull the patty early.
Hmm.
And that's how they get the flame broil.
Huh.
Or the flame.
So there's not any extra flavor, though. That still has not been confirmed. There are flames, but I feel like there's a fake flavor.
My buddy is texting, and he's very pissed, saying that he now is craving a Whopper and needs to go get one, and it's our fault.
I think the Whopper is the better burger between McDonald's and
Quarter Pounder or a Whopper?
Whopper.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy,
doesn't it have that weird mayonnaise on it? Or like the...
Well, yeah, I think that's probably the principal difference is Burger King goes ketchup and mayo, whereas McDonald's with a Quarter Pounder goes mustard and mayo.
Yeah.
Or mustard and ketchup, excuse me.
Yeah. I think that the Quarter Pounder is better.
You also get...
But then you get E. coli.
But you get actual produce on the Whopper. You get lettuce, tomato, and onions, whereas Quarter Pounder, you just get meat, cheese, ketchup, mustard.
I'm just trying to think the last time I thought to myself, you know what I need? A McDonald's burger or Burger King. That just doesn't happen. That is not a craving.
What is the worst food you crave? Chili's in Mexico City?
Hey, that Chili's was great.
God intervened and pointed us to that Chili's.
Did he?
He did.
Careful now. God intervened, did he?
He did. We may have been slightly overserved. We went to the Mexican wrestling, the Lucha Libradors, right?
Mm-hmm. Lucha Libre, yeah.
Yeah, and they were serving, they had these mammoth-like boots of Tecate. It was one glass, but it was two full Tecates, and I think we had eight of them apiece. So we're 16 Tecates deep at this point. And then we head out into the evening, and then we made our way down to another bar. And so by this time, it's like 12:30 at night, and we were kind of just eating and drinking as we went along the street because there's all these street vendors that are open.
Why are we telling this story again? We know.
Why I ended up there.
And we know this.
We were like, oh my God, we need something. We need just something fried. Like, what if we just had like a Chili's somewhere? And we turned and we're like, oh my God, Chili's. Like some Chili's, like chicken tendies or like some ribs. And we turn a corner and there's a Chili's open at
America,
one in the morning.
Oh.
God intervened and sent us to that Chili's. And let me tell you, it was delightful and it was popping. I will not back off. I got something's on.
No way.
I won't back off that Chili's. He did it.
That's
did
embarrassing.
A lot of durs. That was great.
So would you like to guess how we're able to track the movements of world leaders like, I don't know, Vladimir Putin?
It seems like it would be not in people's interest, like best interest. Like if you're a president, why would you want someone tracking you where you're going, especially one like Putin?
Is it the whole plane tail number thing that they do with like coaches?
No, like you That's one way. But I think that they haven't they figured out a way to scramble those?
I'm sure they have. Like Putin, if you're someone who you don't want,
There's no way we know where Putin's going.
No,
there's no way.
They'd probably change planes.
Like
they'd probably
the one bro over there that was running the militia told everyone he was getting on that plane, and then Putin shot it down.
There is a French
allegedly.
There is a French newspaper called Le Monde.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
And they found that the highly confidential movements. And the names that they name here are U.S. President Joe Biden, presidential rivals Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. They name the French President Emmanuel Macron and Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
All of them. Do you care to guess how people are figuring out where they are?
Instagram? I'm guessing some sort of stupid
Like geotagging on social media.
It is an app.
Okay.
TikTok? I'm trying to think of something maybe everybody uses.
I don't think the presidents are even allowed to have phones with social media.
Nope. So keep going then.
What did we Google mapping things? I don't know.
No,
find my phone.
It's their
Tinder.
It's their bodyguards or secret service agents fitness apps.
Oh.
And apparently they all use Strava. I don't know what that is.
Okay. That's a big company that does that offers hardware and software for you to track all of your stuff, whether it's biking, running, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a fitness tracking app primarily used by runners and cyclists to record their activities and share their workouts with the community. Well, apparently Le Monde found that Strava users are among the security staff for Macron, Putin, Biden, Harris, and Trump.
And they're able to track them, huh?
Well, so I guess if you know who the security people are, then
if you know who they are, you can follow them, and
security,
you know where they are.
And all the security bros you would assume are really into fitness.
You're like, let me just track my run.
Yeah.
Probably circled the hotel they're staying at.
Exactly.
Seriously.
It's so funny.
The point they left from, probably where the dignitary is, and the point
I came back to, probably where
the person is.
Do we not find this funny that...
It's a little ridiculous.
That how absurd...
Well, this is a little bit why I laugh at people when they get mad because the phone's listening to them, or they're like, I'm not doing that. I refuse to get tracked. Dude, if you can track like the highest profile people in the world, dude, you are being tracked 24/7. I love the people that think that somehow they're not involved in this.
No, man, I'm staying off the grid.
Yeah. They know where Putin's at, buddy. They know where you're at. Fitness app. So good thing I'm not
disabled the microphone on my phone. They're not getting what I'm saying.
No.
You've got so many bros out there like, not me. Okay.
Imagine someone gets assassinated because of their security guard's fitness app. You could probably do this with any celebrity, right? Just go find their security guard. Figure out what.
As long as they're on Strava.
Yeah, as long as they're on Strava. Figure out what fitness app they're on. Follow them to their CrossFit gym and follow them to work. Problem solved.
They contacted the Trump campaign to talk to ask them about this, and they immediately launched into criticisms of Joe Biden.
Well, in Biden's America,
we wouldn't have these apps. I would get rid of the apps.
You do it anymore, you're gonna have problems.
He'll solve those. He'll solve these app problems and protect you from these evil apps.
You know whose fault it probably is.
I love cows. China.
For sure.
China wouldn't dare do it, though.
The Harris campaign would not comment. Of course, the Putin campaign, but Putin's people would not speak to them.
Putin's people are busy pushing their security guard out of a window right now.
We'll execute the baby.
To get a new phone.
Macron's office said that the consequences of the issues reported by Le Monde are very slight and in no way affect the security of the president of the republic.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, with the exception of, here's my thing. Like, anyone that is going to make an attempt, wouldn't you just wait for them to make a public appearance? Or if you really were some sort of clandestine, like, covert Tom Clancy, you know, Rainbow Six, don't you think you could figure that out other than some sort of fitness app?
I think the point is that what we're learning, at least by the response of some of these... you know, the people that protect these high profile people is that it doesn't matter if you know where they are, you are not going to get them. Right? Like that we're protecting them even if you know where they are. In other words, you're never going to just catch them walking around a mall.
Exactly.
Oh, he's at the mall. I better go get him now. No, because if you go to the mall, guess what's going to happen? They're going to kill you.
Well, they're... After the Trump attempt...
Well, maybe not, but you know what I mean.
The one in Butler, I was listening to a thing with a Secret Service guy, and he said, and I thought it was interesting, he said, unfortunately, he said, if you're willing to die, he said, it's actually quite easy to get close to whatever figure you want. Now, if you're trying to do it and get away with it and get out alive,
that's not happening.
Entirely different animal, but he said, if you are committed... And your whole thing is, come hell or high water, I'm taking that person out, and you don't mind sacrificing your life or a couple other lives to go with you. It's actually...
You can do it.
You can do it. He said that at that point, it becomes the prevention. You have to catch the person before they hatch the plot. You have to catch them in the planning phase. Otherwise, it is very, very challenging to stop someone that's doing it at that moment.
All right, we have a dog poop trash bandit, and he's been called out.
Oh, yeah.
That's next. Here's Buck.
Don't look now, but things are getting interesting in the Bronx. Yankees are up 5-0.
Yeah, Dodgers had one on, lazy fly ball to center field, and Aaron Judge just drops it.
Drops it, and then...
Very next play.
Yeah, and then there was a ground ball hit to short, and... He tried making the throw to third to try to get the force out.
Kind of short-armed it, short-hopped it.
Yeah, and Chisholm couldn't come up with it. And so now we've got bases loaded, nobody out.
Sacks are packed. Ducks on the pond. There's nowhere to put them.
With the Dong brother here in Luxa.
Ooh, the Dong Dapper.
Yeah, the Dong Dapper who just struck out. And now we've got Ohtani coming up, but Ohtani's got dental floss holding his shoulder together.
Did I see that he is 0 for his last 26?
I believe you are correct.
Shohei? Damn.
Well, I mean, he can't hold on to the bat.
Although I heard something today
he only hurt his shoulder 8 at-bats ago.
And last night he hit 2 of the balls he hit off his bat were over 100 miles an hour off the bat. They just got caught.
Well, anyway.
Well, he had the double that turned into the triple to tie the game in game one that led to the Freddie Freeman. And outside of that, he's done nothing. But wouldn't it be... I mean, he's taking his cuts here.
Well, I see you were finally chastised for your dog poop trash bits that you do.
I'll tell you what. Today popped off early in the morning in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing area. I was not prepared for this. I've got the poo in my hands. Boy, it just... So I'm walking the big fella as I normally do in the morning. And it was quite pleasant out.
Morning was nice.
Yeah, it was nice, right? I actually thought to myself, it was a little warm.
Rain didn't move in until midday.
Yeah, I'm in a nice hoodie there, walking the dog. I got my poo bags. I was listening to a lovely podcast and was just cruising around. Everything was good.
What was the pod?
I was listening to a football podcast. JT O'Sullivan does it. He does nice quarterback breakdowns. I was listening to him break down the Anthony Richardson benching.
Former 49ers great,
yes.
JT O'Sullivan.
So I'm walking. Uh-huh. I love that all the people
just turned over. JTO.
All the people that do the quarterback analysis were like terrible quarterbacks.
Yeah,
but he does a really good job of. Oh, Ohtani struck out too.
Orlovsky's that way. Like,
yeah,
he was very good, and he's a great analyst.
Yeah, he's great. So I'm walking, and the dog takes a dumper, and I pick it up, bag it, and I'm walking, and this is like my standard.
Call a timeout.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the Orlovsky piece where he talks about himself? Like, he posted it on his own social media.
Yeah.
Did you guys read that at all?
Well, I don't know. What was it?
It was just about him.
It was like a profile on him or
something? Yeah, it was like a profile on him.
I didn't see that.
But, oh, my God, you should probably go and read it. And I think he does a good job. Mm-hmm. But you want to talk about somebody who thinks he is curing cancer?
Oh,
I give you Dan Orlovsky.
Really?
Oh, my God. I think there was a quote in there that was, like, jaw-dropping. Like, let me see if I can find it for you while you're telling your story.
Like, he thinks he's inspiring others or something
like
that?
Oh, he thinks he is so good at this.
Huh.
And he's good.
Well, he's a good analyst, but you're not.
Weird things are happening. Mookie Betts just ground out to the first baseman, and they just let him run to first, and they scored a run. Watch this. Look at this. It's just ground ball to first, going down. What?
Well, no one was covering.
No one covered.
Rizzo couldn't beat him there.
But Rizzo made no attempt to get there.
Well, I think he just kind of knew he could.
Why did Cole stop?
What in the hell?
The question is, like, Cole starts pointing at the bag, like, go take it. And it's like, well, why aren't you running over there, dude?
I mean, either way, either one of them should have gotten him.
Very first
you're right. Rizzo looks like he maybe could have gotten there if he'd hustled.
Maybe, but at this...
Oh, Freddie Freeman, grand slam!
No, that is not a Freeman. It's a Freeman foul ball.
How about, I mean...
I thought it was a grand slam.
Would you put it past him?
No, I think this would be...
Can you imagine...
Right now, he's going to hit a grand
final
slam.
Blow?
That inning should be over.
So it's 5-1 Yankees, two outs in the fifth, and Freddie Freeman's up with the bases loaded.
Yeah. And the inning should be over.
Hit a granny.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, you little bitch.
What a weird situation. So I'm walking the dog. He takes a poop. I pick it up, tie it off in the bag, and I keep walking. Now, I've said this many times. If someone has their trash can right on the curb or just, you know, off the curb by a foot or two, I will take my dog's poop that is wrapped and tied in a bag so it's no different than any other trash, and I will walk and throw it away. And there is a house along the street that I walk quite a bit, one of them, that I've done this several times because they keep their trash cans like in a little side gravel thing that is maybe two steps off the curb. You have to walk two steps to throw it away. And I proceed to walk my two steps with my dog. I throw it in, and I kid you not, as I am closing the lid on the trash can, their front door opens up. And I hear, what the F are you doing? And I'm like, huh? And I turn and out comes this lady wearing like yoga pants and a Cal Berkeley shirt.
Age-ish?
Huh?
Age-ish?
Late 50s, okay. Early 60s.
Okay. Nice.
And she is just.
She didn't like that.
Mother blanking me. And then the garage door opens. And I'm like, ah, and the garage door comes up, and out comes
what
the
was
husband.
That? Out Why do you do that when garage doors open?
Well, I'm already like dealing with this lady, and the garage door comes up.
Freddie, base hit.
Base hit. It's going to score, what, two?
At least.
Oh, my God. We got
Five,
a game.
Three.
We got a game.
God, he's awesome.
So then the old guy comes storming out of the garage, and he's coming out hot, and then he sees me. And he kind of stopped a little bit. As at first, I was like, dude, is this guy? He was like running at me. And so my first reaction was, dude, I'm going to about to kick an old man in the chest. And he stops. And he's like, and then he says, what the hell do you think you're doing? And I was like, dude, calm down. And I'm like, literally, I was just like, everybody calm down.
Well, in the history of people being told to calm down, no one ever has.
And I just was like, I had my hands up. I was like, just everyone relax. And they're like, this is private property. I said, I was just throwing something away in your trash. I know, we saw you. There's the camera. And they just are screaming at the top of their lungs. And I just say, just calm down. And they're like, you take that out of our trash right now. How dare you come on to art? And I'm like.
He made you sift it out of there?
Yeah. And I was like.
Learning people. No.
And I just was like, dude, just breathe. We are okay. And then I told the old man, I said, you need to back up right now. And he was like looking at me. And I said, do not come near me. I said, I will take this out of the trash. You need to back up right now. Or I said, this doesn't end well for you. And he goes, oh, you'll deal with my wife. And I said, that's fine. I'll deal with my wife. You need to go back. You do not get to
Wait,
run
you'll
up.
Deal with your wife?
Yeah, deal with the wife. Because at this point, my dog is a little unhappy about this. He does not like that an old man is now yelling and running at us. So he goes back into the garage. The lady keeps yelling at me, and I said, I will gladly take the trash, the poo out of there. I said, it's tied. It's in there. And I said, I didn't know this was a problem. She goes, you are on. I said, it's right on the curb. I've done it before. She goes, oh, I know. We've seen you. And I was like, no problem.
They were waiting for
They're
your
watching.
Ass.
And they were waiting.
And then she starts telling me about how she has signs on the grass that say keep. And I said, I've never once let my dog go on your grass. And she goes, yeah, but other people have. She goes, you have no idea the rude people that I deal with in this neighborhood. They poop in our yard. And I said, have I ever done that? And she goes, no, I've seen you. And I said, does my dog ever go on your grass? She says, no. I said, have I ever not cleaned up after my dog? No. And I said, then why are you mad at me? And she goes, you don't know what we deal with. And I said, no problem. I'm going to take it. We'll leave. We don't have to deal with this anymore.
You don't know what they deal with.
So I take the I take the poop out of the trash.
Did you throw it at her?
No, I did not. I stayed really calm. And it helped because
doesn't sound like it.
No, dude, I stayed calm. My voice never raised. I never yelled. And I said, I got it, and we're going to leave. And so they go back in the house. The garage door shuts. Two other people were walking by and witnessed this whole thing. And they were like, oh, my God. They're like, what is wrong with people? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, all I did was just throw this away. And the one couple was like, I do the same thing. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't walk up to someone's house, but they're like, oh, I do the same thing. Don't worry about it. And I was like, I don't know. They were really pissed, and we were kind of laughing. Open the front door again. Out comes Cal Berkeley lady screaming at me
again. It's not funny.
Saying, why can't you just leave this alone? And I said, what? She goes, just get out of here. Why do you have to tell everyone in the neighborhood? And I said, they approached me. I said, so what do you want me to do?
So now she's the arbiter of what conversation's going to be had on the sidewalk?
Yes. And so she comes out yelling at me again, telling me about how everyone terrorizes their yard and their dogs. So I calmed her down and I was like, ma'am, I was like, I am not your enemy. It is okay. I said, I will never do this again. I said, I respect your sign. I respect your yard. I was like, you don't need to scream and yell. This is fine. I'm like, I do not want it. I said, by the way, I like your sign in your front yard. She had a Trump for prison sign in her yard. And she goes, well, thank you. And I was like, we can just all just kind of calm down. And so we calmed it down. And then she started being like, well, I just get worked up. She's like, I've had to chase people down to get them to clean up.
No, you haven't had to, Madge, or whatever your name is.
And that's when I said, you've never had to clean up after my dog. You never will clean up after my dog. I don't even let my dog go in your yard because there's the sign. So she calmed down, and she actually, and I said, if you'd actually talk to me, I said, I'm actually a pretty nice guy. And I said, all you had to do, because that's when I said, you shouldn't have your husband run out at people. I said, that can be really bad. I said, if someone runs at me and gets close to me, I'm like, that may not go well. And she goes, what would you have me do? And I said, you know, you could have just opened your door and said, excuse me, sir, can you not put that in our trash can? And I would have said, great, no problem. I'll go about my way. And she was like, yeah, I could have handled that better.
That probably would have been better.
And she was actually then turned very nice. She let me know what her name was. And I said, I've lived in this neighborhood my whole life. She said she's been there 20 years, and she said, I'm actually really nice. Why don't you come by? We give out great Halloween candy.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I said, actually, my kids are older. My kids are all grown and out of the house, but I appreciate the offer. And I said, I'm glad that this doesn't have to be a thing. And I said, when you see me out walking or you see the nice Japanese lady, she goes, yeah, I've seen your partner out walking the dog. I said, say hi to us. We're actually nice people. And we shook hands, and we went about our way. So it actually ended up being a nice kind of calm thing, but holy hell.
Yeah.
I have never seen two people come out of their house hotter and angrier.
They were waiting.
Than those people.
They'd been waiting for you for months.
Oh my gosh.
And they finally saw it. It was their moment.
Wow.
To pounce.
Wow.
And by the way, note to anyone listening.
Yeah.
Don't put your dog poop in other people's trash. Just don't do it. It smells. It attracts flies.
Yeah, but you don't want to carry it all the way around
it's
the block.
It's tied off in a bag.
Carry it back to your trash.
What if I'm not close to my trash?
Rob, carry it back.
The bags have
anti-stink. That's the thing. I think you don't understand. Me and Soup don't want
again,
to carry
they don't
it back.
Stink. There's no flies. It's tied
not
off.
Not your trash. Put it in your own damn trash, you a-holes. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Hi-ya! Well, we got a ball game in New York.
Yeah, we do.
It is 5-5.
And every one of those runs was gifted in that inning by the Yankees. Judge dropped a fly ball, Chisholm booted a throw, and then the weird play at first when Rizzo or Cole could have gotten him out.
Yeah, they gave him three extra outs in that inning.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they scored all five in that inning.
So the Yankees were up 5-0?
Yeah.
It's now 5-5. Right. Perfect.
Couldn't happen to a better squad.
I wonder how Austin is feeling. Wasn't that his name? Austin?
Something. That's right. Capobianco!
Austin and John.
I want the Dodgers to go cook on the Yankees grill now and celebrate in the Bronx. Maybe Fireman Ed can cry too.
Hey, everybody, you guys, all of you, have a great night.
Yes.
I said that with care voice. Yeah, you know how they do that on the news sometimes? Voice.
And apparently don't throw poo into other people's garbage.
Yeah, yeah, respect. Our show, guess what? It's back tomorrow. Yeah. Can you believe that?
Hopefully with the Dodgers championship.
Be with us, won't you? 3-7 on The Fan. Good night. Oh, yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Do the song about a sweet little love and moon. And do the song about the night. And do the walk. Do the walk of life. Yeah, do the walk of life. Who's